step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We roll through the Friday edition of the program, hoping to send you into the weekend in a little bit better mood than you otherwise would have been, although what I am about to share with you is not going to put you in a better mood. Stock market right now is down around 450 points as we are speaking to you, and as a result, the stock market has now gone negative since Joe Biden became president of the United States. So if you had bought stock on January 20th, because you said, my goodness, of 2021, I am so excited about what this Biden administration is going to mean for America, you would now have lost money as the stock market is down for Joe Biden's entire tenure. In other words, 18 months later, basically, we are now below where we were when he took over. Not a good spot to be in, Buck. And obviously, the Biden administration, things can change in terms of where stocks go, but we're in a bear market effectively, down 20% so far this year in S&P 500, I believe now. And you are underwater for the entire Biden administration. If you're an investor, if you have a 401k, if you've been saving for retirement, we know everything has been a disaster. This is the one thing that had not been underwater. Now it is.
It's all supposed to be a coincidence, I guess, Clay. That's really what they're left with at this point. That and everything the Democrats don't like is racist, the insurrection, whatever. They can't actually answer any of these core criticisms of how we've gotten to this point. I know we've got Josh Hawley from Missouri, senator from Missouri, joining later, because he really took Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, to task over this pretense that the Biden administration did not come into office and decide to just bend over and give everything possible to the environmentalist lobby that obviously donates big dollars to the Democrats, the Biden administration. And all of a sudden they're getting rid of the Keystone XL pipeline, pulling permits for leasing, all these things. And they act like this has no effect on the price of gas. When you ask them, oh, they want more supply, and you try to push them, well, supply from where? Why is it better that they'll use the strategic reserve? Because that was already pumped, of course, right? They'll take gas from Venezuela, oil from Venezuela, because we're not sullying our hands with the CO2 emissions that this is producing.
Yeah.
These people are zealots. I mean, this is what you're seeing, and this is why when they spent $1.9 trillion, go back and look on what exactly at the beginning of 2021. It's basically $2 trillion. And the Republicans were like, no, we don't need to do this. That's crazy. Don't do that. They did it, and now we have the highest inflation we have in 40 years. The cause and effect is all very clear here. So what you're seeing are Democrats in this tailspin of delusion, and they're lashing out instead of being responsible adults. We'll look at what they've done up to this point. The stock market, by the way, for as we've discussed, this affects everyone's 401ks.
Oh,
this affects everybody's ability. You know, right now I'm going through the process of a refinance. Let me tell you, rates have gone up. Borrowing money's going up. If you have credit card debt, it's going to get a lot rougher to maintain, you know, your good standing, your good credit with the credit companies, because you have to pay a lot more, right? I mean, this is pain, folks, that's coming now. And inflation is the primary pain point, and it is directly attributable to decisions that, I mean, you look at Biden comes into office and the inflation chart starts going boop. It just starts going up, 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 up. And we all know why. And so what do they have to say at this point, Clay? I mean, honestly, I don't know how anybody can vote for a Democrat going into this midterm election and not have a little bit of a twinge of what the heck am I doing?
Well, and this is, I'm going to play a couple of cuts here because I teased this as we finished. This is what they're now saying. Okay. It's not enough for Roe v. Wade to be overturned, which theoretically may happen next month. We'll still see when this opinion may be out. Obviously, that was leaked in such a awful perspective that has put so many people in danger. Kamala Harris has already moved on from Roe v. Wade is not the end here. This is going to end up in restricting contraception, she says, and same-sex marriage being disallowed. This is the slippery slope that Democrats are trying to argue now on a cultural issues front, because everything else is a disaster for them. Listen to your vice president.
The right to privacy that forms the basis of Roe is the same right to privacy that protects the right to use contraception and the right to marry the person you love, including a person of the same sex. Overturning Roe opens the door to restricting those rights.
No, it doesn't. Okay. And there's a big difference, and I'm not sure if Kamala Harris, frankly, is smart enough to understand it, but Roe involves not only an individual right, but also trying to balance out what the rights of an unborn are. And I will say this, I'm going to be straightforward about it. Some people may disagree. I don't think that, first of all, in his opinion, Justice Alito specifically says this has nothing to do with contraception. This has nothing to do with Griswold versus Connecticut. This has nothing to do with same-sex marriage. He specifically says that. So she's not acknowledging that not only does the opinion directly address and refute her argument, that is actually in there. The logic that she's trying to apply does not also line up because, to my knowledge, Buck, and I could be wrong, I don't think there's any state trying to take away your rights to use contraception. And I also have not heard of any state that's attempting to take away same-sex marriage rights. And so these are issues. It's not enough that Roe v. Wade be overturned. They have to try and terrify everyone that other rights are at stake. Okay, so that's one take here that Kamala Harris is trying to put out there. And we said this was going to happen, by the way.
And let's be clear, the numbers have not shifted really politically ever since this came out. It's
right.
It wasn't a win enough for them. This is a huge thing. Democrats have convinced everybody, oh, if Roe is overturned, we're gonna storm every state capitol with all our voters and we're gonna take back. Actually, no. That's actually not true. It's not happening right now. And this is why I think it's so interesting. We almost have a preview of the politics of this, which is, yeah, a bunch of blue-haired activists with nose rings are running around shrieking horrible things on the front steps of different Supreme Court justices' homes. But those aren't people. These are not undecided voters. These aren't reasonable people. They're left-wing activists. Most people, if they're paying attention to this particular case, if they're watching this play out, understand that it's going to go to the states, and they're going to have very different laws in different states, and the American people will go through it. I mean, the White House has already come out to condemn this Alabama law, which is very protective, right? Alabama, I believe, has already signed. I think it's already either about to be signed or has been signed. And the law is essentially stating that there will be no abortions in the state of Alabama, with the exceptions of life of the mother, rape, and incest. And I believe this is the state level bill. Now, we mentioned this yesterday. from a pro-life perspective, and from, I mean, if you're a believing Catholic, those exceptions actually are not actually the moral case. Those are a political case for the pro-life movement, meaning they don't believe that even in a case of rape or incest, because it's not the baby's fault. Now, some people who are very pro-life, and this is what I was leaning toward yesterday, are willing to make that very small concession politically, not ethically or morally, to get the rest of abortion outlawed in the state. Now, this is a, there's a back and forth on this. For example, Donald Trump said he was for the exceptions, life of the mother, rape and incest. Ted Cruz has said he is not for the exceptions. The Republican Party platform has said there are no exceptions. Anyway, Alabama, though, is already moving on this. So we shall see how this goes in state after state. And I think you're going to even see an interesting debate on the right about, should this be the maximum position of what is ethical is the law, meaning that every baby in a womb is precious and defended as a human being, or for the reasons of getting a law passed without losing politically, do you include the exceptions, as I believe they have in the state of Alabama? It's, do you want to save the most lives you can as fast as you can, or do you want to take the moral and ethical pure position of a life is a life in the womb and it must be protected? So that will play out, I think, on the right. So it's not even completely settled on the right how this will go.
No, and look, I mean, I think there's a real debate that's going to happen because all 50 states are going to be having this debate. And I would be on the Donald Trump side there with the exceptions. Doesn't mean, by the way, that I think that other people who have different opinions, and I think Republicans need to be smart about this, right? This is what I would say to everybody out there. Be smart about the way that you address this issue in a way that Democrats aren't. And let me give you an example. Democrats are already going to the mat saying 9-month abortions are okay. No one out there, virtually no one, supports 9-month abortions. That is a dogmatic, ridiculous, awful, in my opinion, murder. And I think the vast majority of the American public agree with me. But what is going to happen, I believe, Buck, is you're going to have a battle of the people who are the most fundamentally committed to this. On the Democrat side, it's going to be birth. We're going to have abortions all the way up to birth. And I think the vast majority of American people are going to recoil from that. And then on the Republican side, there are going to be some people who say, I don't want a single exemption. And I think the American public is going to recoil from that position, too. This is my personal belief. And so I think to the extent that you can be less crazy than Democrats, right? That's murder 9 months. Be less crazy than Democrats. That's the winning proposition because we're talking about sane versus insane on a daily basis. And I think all the time about all these suburban moms that are listening to us right now, Buck, and there are a lot of them who are so fired up about COVID, who are furious about the way that their kids are being taught in schools.
By the way, I'm sorry, Clay. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. I just realized I've been saying Alabama. I meant Oklahoma.
I meant Oklahoma.
I'm so sorry, everybody. If anyone's confused, I just got my states. It's the Oklahoma law that was just signed, not Alabama.
I thought it was Oklahoma, but I was like, it wouldn't surprise me.
No. I know. So that's a big correction mistake for mine. I'm sorry. I meant Oklahoma.
So to me, you want to be able to still persuade those people. And I talked about this the other day. There are a lot of suburban women out there that are being told. They are being told, if Republicans get their way, you're not going to be able to get contraception. You're not going to be able to use Plan B. You're not going to be able to have exceptions for rape, incest, for life of a mother. That's what is being told to many of these swing voters who are particularly likely to be women and who are in the suburbs and control not only the 2022 election, but also the 2024 election. So I would just say to everyone out there who is dealing in this issue, they want, the Democrats do, to paint you as totally opposed to all women. And that is going to make some women who might otherwise vote Republican a little bit apprehensive. And so be intelligent. Don't be like the Democrats saying we're perfectly fine with babies in the 9th month of pregnancy being pulled out and, frankly, in my opinion, murdered. And by the way, some of the people who are making that argument, Kamala Harris, and here's we'll save this Joy Reid cut because I think we're going to go into break here. But Joy Reid We'll play this at some point during the course of the program. Not going to surprise you, Buck. Her position on this, basically like her position on every other issue out there, not intelligent, utterly indefensible. We'll play it for you in a little bit.
Folks, if your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. It's a refund of your taxes, and there's no payback. The challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money that you deserve? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had an increase in sales during the pandemic. Their average client gets $400,000 back. GetRefunds.com has helped 10,000 companies receive over $1 billion in cash rebates. They can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. That's GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We got our friend Ben Domenech joining us in just a few minutes. He's the publisher of The Federalist, which is a great website. And he's got an amazing story about the woke legal left coming after him. But victory goes to the righteous in this case. And we'll tell you more about, he'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. In the meantime, Clay spoke of Joy Reid, whom I think are top three left-wing content providers for this show. I think The View is number one.
Yes.
All due respect to The View for being the greatest factory of political idiocy of any show that I can think of. Stelter's been a little quiet recently. He used to be pretty great, but Joy Reid's up there. I mean, she might be in the top three, close to it. And here is Joy Reid on, well, you know what? I'm just going to let her say it.
This is the thing, Stuart. It isn't just saying the election wasn't won. It isn't just denying it. It's actually being in a position to reverse it and essentially negate the vote in their states. That's what they're setting up to do. Stuart, when you have Republicans who now essentially view elections as a religious jihad, essentially, what does one do about that in a democracy?
Oh, there's only one thing you can do. You have to beat these people. They're not going to change their minds. There's no, you can't meet them halfway. And all of this is really, again, about race. It's about the Republicans' inability to come up with a message and a platform and candidates that will appeal to a changing non-white America.
First of all, I think it's news to Republicans that they're on a jihad, Clay. That would be news to the Republican Party.
Yes.
All jihads are religious, too, just as an aside. What is she talking about? What is he talking about?
Well, the thing that I am seeing is if you look at the data, minorities are actually breaking substantially for the Republican Party. So, I mean, the data we talked about, I think it was the Marist poll, or no, it was the NPR poll that came out recently actually had Hispanic voters preferring Republican candidates. And we certainly know, just using the most recent election in 2020, Hispanic voters in Florida and Texas in particular overwhelmingly broke for Donald Trump. And this happened, Buck, even in New York City, even in L.A., places where Trump was not particularly competitive, obviously, as a Republican candidate. A lot more Hispanic and minority voters, even in New York and L.A., voted for Trump in 2020 than voted for him in 2016. So that Lincoln Project imbecile, how does the Lincoln Project still exist, by the way?
Oh, because the left loves to have people who allege to be Republicans who are actually just Democrats.
That's who's giving them money?
Who trash Republicans all the time. This is, if you want a job on MSNBC, say you're a Republican who only trashes Republicans. They'll hire you.
These people are not serious, and they're also increasingly madly and overwhelmingly stupid. College semesters. They could use some college semesters, many of these people, especially at Hillsdale. Ending graduation ceremonies, all these celebrations, and what Hillsdale is going to do is make sure they keep publishing in Primus. It's the monthly speech digest publication that looks at the issues of the day from a constitutional perspective, reminding citizens always of our great heritage of liberty. For 50 years, in Primus has featured speeches given at Hillsdale events by the smartest conservative thinkers and writers. These days, Hillsdale publishes people like Victor Davis Hanson, Molly Hemingway, Mark Stein, and Chris Rufo. Over 6.2 million American households and businesses receive in Primus absolutely free. If you're not already a subscriber, we urge you today to sign up and make sure you do it. No charge. Here's how you do it. Go to clayandbuckforhillsdale.com right now. That's clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. Do it today. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We roll through the Friday edition of the program. Encourage you to go subscribe at Clay Travis, at Buck Sexton on Twitter. You can also find us on iTunes, Spotify, you name it. You can go make sure that you never miss a moment of the program. We're joined now by Ben Dominic, host of his own podcast by the same name. You can get his newsletter at thetransom.com. And Ben, I'll start off here. First of all, I think this is the first time we've had you on. You also do a lot of great work with Fox News, so thanks for making the time for us. But I believe you have actual breaking news surrounding a ridiculous situation that arose when you were at the Federalist, which is another fantastic website out there, and what you said and what happened. Kind of fill in our audience, because we teased that a little bit earlier in the program.
Hey, it's fantastic to be on with you, and congratulations on all your success. Look, as it turns out, today is a fortuitous day to be talking to you, because a decision has come down from the Third Circuit Court of Appeals that has been a long time coming. Several years ago, in response to a unionization effort at a leftist publication known as Vox, I put out a joke tweet said, to the folks at the Federalist. I said, "Hey, the first one of you who tries to unionize, I'll send you back to the salt mines." Now, I thought of this as being a fairly mediocre joke, but it was just one of those shouted out things. It turns out that a couple of leftist trolls used this tweet to start a federal case against me using the National Labor Relations Board, which is the people who target folks who are trying to do anti-union activities or things like that, a whole mess of faceless bureaucrats who came after me over the course of several years. And thanks to a group called the NCLA, the New Civil Liberties Alliance, this group of lawyers basically came to me and said, "Hey, we'd be happy to defend you because we believe in free speech. We believe in the ability of people to tell a joke. And we don't think that random people on the internet should be able to make a federal case out of it." And today we won. We won unanimously at the Third Circuit. They dismissed, basically every argument that the NLRB and their bureaucrats had put forward. And I got official legal information from the Third Circuit that my humor is both bizarre and comical officially, and no one could possibly interpret it as anything other than a joke if they were reasonable. So a big vindication for people who want to send out joke tweets, and a big loss for those who want to weaponize bureaucrats to go after you for just expressing your sense of humor.
Hey, Ben, it's Buck. I just want to be clear on this. Was the position of these NLRB folks and these trolls that came after you that it wasn't a joke? I mean, or is it was yeah. it that jokes are not allowed when there's labor at stake?
It was essentially both of those things, both that my thing was not a joke, that a reasonable person would construe it as an actual threat against unionization.
Where are your salt mines, Ben? I'm just wondering.
Well, this is the thing. What I really thought is that I'm missing out on a business plan now. You know, I really needed to start investing in salt mining as a new pursuit. But at the end of the day, you know, the fact is that they basically said when it comes to unionization or when it comes to unions generally, you can't tell any jokes. You can't say these types of things, which is, of course, ridiculous. I mean, and the thing that really, you know, made me angry and was the reason that I took a stand on this, and we've seen, you know, I mean, other places, you know, Dave Portnoy, for instance, over at Barstool had a similar incident to this where he ultimately settled and you know, deleted the tweets and stuff like that. And the reason is that these bureaucrats come after you and they basically say, we are just going to bankrupt you. And, you know, there were seven lawyers on the sides of the NLRB who all signed this onto this case that, you know, really could have done damage to me and would have really been very costly. And that's what, the way that they pursue these things. It's not even that they want to get to a court and have to win an argument there. They just want the threat to force you to abide by their will. And so that's why I felt it was important to stand up. And thankfully now we've been vindicated unanimously. And I have to say, I honestly hope that they appeal. I hope that they appeal to the Supreme Court just so that I can have that level of vindication that, yes, you can tell a joke on Twitter, even about things like unionization.
Ben, the stock market has now gone negative under Joe Biden. We've got 40-year high inflation. We've got murder rates skyrocketing all over the country. The border is a sieve as Title 42 is about to be repealed. We all knew that Joe Biden was probably going to be an ineffectual and poor leader. Did you ever think it would get this bad this quickly? And what are we in store for over the next couple of years with this guy's presidency continuing?
This is going to be so much worse than even I thought it could be. And it has gotten so much worse than I thought it could get so much faster. And I think a big part of that has to do with the fact, Clay, that we are dealing with, you know, not just the Obama team, but kind of the C and D level staffers from the Obama team, you know, the people who were in these lower ranked positions who've now all come back and are now in key roles in the government. And what that, you know, has ended up with is a situation where these people are just out of their depth. Their policies are incoherent. They're beholden to the left on their flank. Otherwise, they'd be considering, you know, all the kind of things that we were really promised from this administration by a media that, you know, lied to get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris elected. You know, they said that they would represent a return to normalcy, that they would take down the temperature of the culture war, they would stabilize things. It turns out that was really just total spin. It was a lie. And instead, they've ramped up the culture war. They've made things even more divisive. They frankly have engaged in incoherence when it comes to their policy priorities. Look at just the single issue of the pain at the pump. You look at, you know, Joe Manchin flabbergasted, you know, that the Democratic Party seems to have the position officially now that it's good to have expensive gas. And that's something that, you know, frankly, a lot of us knew that the people on the Obama team believed in. Obama himself even gave indications of that at various points. But we never really thought that they would go down the road so far that they wouldn't be willing to compromise in any respect when people are just paying out the nose for any kind of you know, summer vacation travel and things like that in the coming months. They're going to be thinking of the Democratic Party, and all they've got is leaning into the idea that, oh, well, it's Republicans who are crazy. It's Republicans who are racist. At the same time that the latest Quinnipiac poll shows Joe Biden just cratering among Hispanic voters. You know, the lowest ratings that we've seen for Democrat presidents ever in terms of some of the historical comparisons.
Ben, can I ask you something before we let you go? Because everything you said, first of all, I've known Ben for 10 years. He's a very astute, isn't that amazing, Ben? It's been 10 years, buddy. A very astute political observer. And are Republicans positioning themselves? Is the messaging and just is your general sense that the momentum is building here for the red wave wipeout? That it's not even just something that Clay and I want. It's necessary for the country to sort of restore balance to the force, if you will. Do you think they're in the right place? Are you seeing what you need to see, or do we need a kick in the pants on our side?
The thing that I think Republicans can't afford to do at this juncture is just to assume that if there's an R after a name, they're going to win. They need to deserve the victory. And I think that that requires them to really lay out what they're going to do if they get back in power. And frankly, people like Mitch McConnell would really like to just sit back on their laurels and be fine with sort of, we'll be in charge of committees now. Oh, great. Well, what are you going to actually do when it comes to changing the border policy? Are you willing to go to the mattresses and, you know, hold on to those purse strings, and not let taxpayer dollars flow into various programs and things that Joe Biden wants in order to get a change in policy? Are you willing to go after Alejandro Mayorkas and actually impeach him possibly over the things that he's done and the lies that he's told? Look, I think that Republicans need to lean into this agenda. I don't think they can sit back and just let it come to them. I think that would be a mistake. They need to tell the country what they will do if they get back the reins of power in Washington.
For more of Ben's analysis, go subscribe to his newsletter at thetransom.com. Mr. Ben Domenech, always great to have you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Great to be with you both.
Look, do you ever wish you had more energy and focus throughout the day? Do you find yourself dragging after lunch? If that's a double yes, I want to tell you about Chalk. It's spelled C-H-O-Q. They make natural supplements that enhance your life, and sustained energy and focus are right up there at the very top of the benefits. Chalk also provides a solution to a little-known problem men are having, low testosterone levels. Do you know the average man today has half the testosterone of the average man 50 years ago? Top ingredient in one of Chalk's products, Chalk Daily, is clinically proven to increase total testosterone by 20% over 90 days. Chalk supplements work because of their high potency and purity. All supplements are lab tested twice for purity by a third party. The Patriots at Chalk have combined powerful, natural, and clinically studied herbal extracts to produce game-changing effects on energy, focus, mood, and testosterone levels. Chalk is a Texas-based company with U.S. manufacturing, founded and operated by seventh-generation Texans. Chalk's Male Vitality Stack contains three natural supplements for the ultimate daily boost for American men. Visit Chalk.com. That's C-H-O-Q.com. And use the code word Buck, my name, Buck, for 30% off site-wide right now to get the Male Vitality Stack. That website, again, is C-H-O-Q.com. Make sure you use that promo code Buck for 30% off.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not, I have absolutely no intention of the Democrats not winning the House in November. I think that in terms of the work that this president has done, and he's been a great president, I don't know about polls, but I do know about winning the races one district at a time. When we won in 18, we won 40 seats, 31 in Trump districts. He wasn't on the ballot. I said, now comes the hard part, because he's now on the ballot in 2020. So we lost about a third of those seats. But the ones who won are practically ironclad. We expect them all to come back and to add to our numbers.
I don't know about the poll numbers, but Biden's been a great president, Pelosi says. Crazy Town, population one with Nancy Pelosi here. But what else? What else is she going to say? It's not a surprise. Welcome back to Clay and Buck. And look, they know. We just spoke to our friend Ben Domenech about this. It's just a question of how much Republicans can run up the scoreboard, right? And it needs to be high, though, because if we can't run up the scoreboard now, given all the realities around us, we can never do it. And Clay, we had alluded to this before on the show. We're going to have Senator Hawley, Josh Hawley from Missouri, joining us here at the top of the next hour, because one area where the Democrats are so vulnerable, they keep pretending that the price of gas has nothing to do with them. The price of energy is not, there's no Democrat policies that are making it more expensive for you to heat your home, cool your home, fill your car with gas. Here is an exchange between the Energy Secretary, Jen Granholm, who I've actually had an exchange with in the past, and I can tell you she is an imbecile. And here is the senator with her, this member of the Biden cabinet. Play clip one, please.
AAA is projecting that gas prices will hit a national average of $6 a gallon by the month of August. Is this acceptable to you?
No, it is not. And you can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine.
Oh, nonsense. With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense.
With respect, sir, it is not administration policies that have affected supply and demand.
How can you say that when the price of gas was up over 30% from January to... You answer my questions. And it's my time, Madam Secretary. So why don't you answer my question? Madam Secretary, are you telling me under oath that these policies had no effect?
I'm telling you that 94% of the oil and gas industry...
I'm not interested in their opinion. I'm interested in the facts.
So, no, they did not ask.
That is a remarkable statement. I have to say, Madam Secretary, with all due respect, your answers are insulting.
He's going to join us next at the top of the hour. What percentage of the time, Buck, when someone says, with all due respect... do they actually mean with no respect whatsoever?
It's like when they say no offense, but there's offense coming.
Yeah. If you ever get into an argument with your wife and you say, with all due respect, oof, you might as well just leave the house. Like that is not a, with all due respect is not a, not a good direction
to go in. The
Buck
Cave has a comfy couch, Clay, if you ever need it. Don't worry.
Yes.
We got you.
And by the way, you were talking, the Hawley audio there is incredible. $6. $6 for a gallon of gas. I told this story a couple weeks ago, Buck. My closest gas station, right down from my house, the one that I stop at most frequently, I went there. I was taking my kid to Little League, and I went and stopped there on a Saturday morning, and the person directly in front of me, and I don't know who they were because they had already left, but you know when you get out and you look at what the cost of gas was right in front of you, the person directly in front of me had bought 1 gallon of gas. $4.50-ish at that time, that cost. Think about where we are, that so many people who have to fill up their car to be able to drive to and from work, to take their kids to and from school, to be able to live their lives, somebody's probably just hoping to get to that next paycheck so that they can fill up the rest of their car. But we got people out there buying gallons at a time of gas at $4.50. And I wish I'd seen the person in front of me, because I probably would have given him a $5 or $10. I mean, honestly, just because I feel like I know what that person is going through just based off getting out. And look, there's a lot of people out there who are filling up their car and it's taking over $100, and that's real money too. But think about that person who's trying to get to work, trying to get their kid to school, pulling into a gas station, only able to afford one gallon of gas
and,
right now.
And that person, those individuals who this is really hurting,
yes,
they were promised by the Biden administration, by the Biden campaign, that this was the opposite of what they would face. Joe Biden, with the same spiel he's been pulling for decades. Oh, I'm just middle class Joe. I'm just like you. I'm from Scranton. You know, forget about the $5 million beach house in Delaware and, you know, Hunter Biden's $11 million for being a crackhead who doesn't know anything. I mean, just go down the list of stuff that you know about Hunter Biden, I mean, about Joe Biden, rather, that shows that his whole I'm a working man thing. He promised the working men and women of America that this would be a presidency for them.
That's
and
right.
For anybody that had any questions about this, I would want to remind, because we have the working men and women of America listening to this show right now. How did they feel 18 months into the Trump presidency? How do they, and when I say feel, I mean, how does their wallet feel? How does their bank account look? How's that stress at night when they're thinking about, can I pay the mortgage? Do I have to borrow some money from a family member? Compare it to where you were 18 months into Trump, 18 months into Biden. I think it tells the tale, Clay.
No doubt. And that's why Biden, I'm looking at this right now. This just came down the wire here, Buck. AP poll is out. Joe Biden, new low. This is according to the Associated Press, 39% approval. How bad is it for Joe Biden? His approval with Democrats when it comes to the economy was just 33%. And his approval with Democrats overall, these are the people who put him into office, only 73%. I mean, the Democrats, right? Republicans obviously are all lied and Joe Biden being a disaster. Even Democrats are now turning against him in a way I don't remember seeing a Democratic approval rating for a Democrat president at 73% at any time in recent history. Senator Josh Hawley is going to join us next. You just heard that fiery exchange with Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm. What does he think about that $6 price of gas and more? As Biden's overall approval collapses, final hour of the week next. Keep hanging with us.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.